Going to talk something a little more recent movie-wise, though, because Michael Jones is in with some movie reviews. Very good morning.
Well, movie review singular this time.
This one's big enough it could be worthy of multiple reviews, surely.
Yes, well, there's multiple planets in this film. Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, in fact. This one stars Dane DeHaan, Cara Delevingne, or is it Delevingne? Not sure. Anyway, Clive Owen, Rihanna, Herbie Hancock, in an unusual piece of casting, Ethan Hawke, and John Goodman. His voice makes an appearance. So does Elizabeth Debicki's voice, but of course you don't see their human forms because they're pretty much visual effects in this film. Anyway, look, and it's also always nice to see Rutger Hauer in a movie and you actually see his face and body and stuff. He looks human. This one's written and directed by Luc Besson. It's based on the comic book series Valerian and Laureline by Jean-Claude Mézières and Pierre Christin. That comic book series first appeared in the late 1960s. Apparently, Valerian and Laureline was also the inspiration for quite a few other sci-fi filmmakers, including one George Lucas.
Really?
Yes. But what's Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets about? If you've seen the trailer, you probably still have no idea. So I'll tell you a little bit. In a nutshell, a dark force is threatening the intergalactic space station Alpha. It's so called Alpha because it was the first place where people from Earth came into contact with other species from around the universe. Hence, Alpha has become the City of a Thousand Planets, or people from thousands of planets. So it's now the 28th century, and special operatives Valerian, played by Dane DeHaan, and Laureline, played by Cara Delevingne, they've been given the mission to identify a menace that is on the station. There's something threatening the station. They've also got a mission to rescue a small creature called a converter and then ultimately save the universe. Now, Valerian has already opened in quite a few territories around the world to some mixed reviews, but with 2,734 visual effects shots in the film, you're guaranteed a spectacular visual feast of vivid shapes and colours. The detail that's gone into the creation of the hundreds of alien species in the film, the Alpha space station itself, and the alien worlds, it's quite incredible. And it's almost enough to distract you from the fact that Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets has got a few problems, few issues. I'll start with the casting of Dane DeHaan and Cara Delevingne as the two leads. Neither of them has really headlined a major Hollywood production before. Like, while Dane DeHaan is well known for doing smaller indie films, he's never been the leading guy in a major Hollywood-style production. And sort of Cara Delevingne is sort of just finding her feet as an actress. And, you know, the result is minimal chemistry between two leads who are supposed to be quite charismatic and also have the hots for each other. And it just doesn't quite work. Now, like I've said, there are some spectacular visuals in this film and some great sequences, including Rihanna's performance as a shape-shifting burlesque dancer. And also there's an amazing fight scene where Valerian's gun is in one dimension while he's in the other. It's Yeah, it's quite amazing to watch. But as enjoyable as some of these sequences are to watch, many of them don't advance the plot a whole lot. At 2 hours and 17 minutes, this film is probably about 25 minutes too long. I think the temptation to fill the screen with beautiful images and effects was all too much for Luc Besson here, and the story just seems to go nowhere for about 40 minutes of those 2 hours and 17 minutes. Valerian, it was definitely a labour of love for Luc Besson. It cost over $180 million US to make, but you just get the feeling he might have been wearing too many hats during the production and maybe didn't keep enough eye on the story. Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, it may yet one day become a cult classic like The Fifth Element. Its European sensibilities and themes of compassion, empathy and positivity and peace, they're all to be admired. But at this stage, Valerian will probably be best enjoyed by acid freaks.
Michael Jones, thank you very much for that.
Pleasure.
More movies this time next week.